Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves here at 800-259-9231. Live Saturday edition of the show. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Once again, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there free. So head over there and enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. For those of you just tuning in, last hour we followed up on the Scientology caller that we had out of the blue last week. Somebody just happened to call in to talk about that, and we asked some questions. He didn't really give the clearest of answers, and so somebody actually emailed in with some points of clarification, which I found very, very interesting, confirming my concern that the Scientology religion does indeed extract, in some cases, hundreds of thousands of dollars, if they can get away with it, from their members for a process known as auditing.
Well, I think that just about every religion will extract that kind of money from their members if they can get their members to do it. They don't have a particular, you know, auditing process, but
there's a difference between passing the plate around the, you know, the church,
yeah,
and saying, look, you know, if you want to get higher level in the church, then you need to spend thousands of dollars on different leveling up processes called auditing, where you'll be cleared.
This is a more effective way of taking separating fools from their money, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're talking about Scientology and other cults, not just Scientology, but, and remember, cult is just another word for a smaller organized religion. So if you want to share your weird organized religion slash cult experiences with us, you're certainly welcome to do so. Maybe you've actually been in Scientology. Maybe you've escaped from Scientology. Maybe you're still in Scientology. You want to share your thoughts, your observations, your stories? 800-259-9231. Ladies first, we go to the phones and the fun. We'll talk to Chris, listening in Clearwater to WFLA. Hello, Chris.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I am a Scientologist. I've been a Scientologist since I was 17. So
what level are you?
That'll give you an idea that I think it's a good thing, and that, yeah, I've had tremendous improvements in my life from it.
What have you seen change?
I'm sorry?
What has improved?
Oh, my communication level, my responsibility level, my ability to do things better, my ability to get along with people better. I could go on and on.
Great. So what level are you?
I'm clear.
What does that mean?
That means...
You've got to understand, I don't know. I mean, I don't know any of this stuff, so...
You know what? That's a point that I wanted to bring up, which is... You and the people who have questions about Scientology should look at a website we have, which is Scientology.org.
Well, that's a great suggestion.
All kinds of questions.
Chris, we'd rather hear your answer.
It'll answer the question about position about psychiatry.
Chris, that's great, but we'd really rather hear your interpretation of what you've learned, since it's been so beneficial for you.
It's a caller-driven talk show.
Right, so please, what does it mean
absolutely
to be clear?
And I have had tremendous wins with it. And slave,
so what
labor
does it mean,
give
Chris?
Give me a break. That is so weird.
What's
there
that?
Is no slave labor. And nobody's
no one said there was slave labor.
To give their money. You know, so really...
I guess there was a caller that did suggest that. Chris, slow down.
You know,
slow down for a moment
on
here. We've got a strange connection here on the phone. So just bear with me for a moment here, Chris.
Give me
one moment here. We've got a strange connection on the phone with some weird echoing going on. Now, you'd asked a question, and we still haven't gotten an answer. And I just really would like to know. We'd asked you what your level is. You said you're clear, and then we asked a follow-up. What does it mean to be clear? Can you please explain?
It's just not being reactive to things around you. And that... relates from data that's in the book Dianetics, the Modern Science of Mental Health.
Not being reactive. Now, please explain.
You know, having like an irrational reaction to something.
I think it's important to take things under advisement and be calm when faced with, you know, perhaps adversity in one's life. That sounds like it makes sense. What did it take for you to get to this level, this clear level?
I did auditing.
And how much auditing? How many years did you say? It was 17 years you've been in the church?
Yeah. I don't remember exactly.
How often
but
do you,
know what?
How often do you get audited?
It varies. But you know what?
Well, now, hold on a second. What does that mean?
Other people and what they've gotten out of it. There are a whole bunch of different people in that website.
That's great. I appreciate that. And I really just want to hear your story.
People from different areas.
I'm
like
sure. It's a worldwide religion. But, Chris, I'm really only
kind of
interested
thing.
In hearing your story. So
well,
how often do you get audited?
So I just wanted you to be able to hear
good. That's great.
One person.
Would
and
you like to tell your story,
to
though?
Be
because
able to know that there's tons of other people.
No, I believe you. No doubt. Scientology is a big religion. There's no doubt about that. But I want to hear your story because personal testimonials are really what it's all about. I mean, that's what draws people in. So so please tell me, how often do you get audited? What does that mean?
It varies.
Meaning what? Like once a week, once every month, or whenever you feel like it? I mean, within the last year, how many times have you been audited?
I'd say about 4 or 5 times.
In the last year. Now, what does it cost per audit?
Oh, I don't remember exactly.
You don't remember?
You can get all that on the website, too.
No,
it
I don't think. I doubt you can.
Anyhow, you know what?
How do I find that on the website?
To run.
You've got to run.
Sorry, I've got to run.
Oh, okay. Bye-bye now.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Questions get a little tougher. She bails out. Well, you draw your own conclusions from that.
You know, I so it seems what they want to do to me, just sitting here and listening, is they want to control the sales process. And it's not uncommon for organizations that have a strong sales department to want to control the sales process. You know, the individual doesn't want to give the information. They want you to come in, sit down, talk
right.
One-on-one with one of their auditing folks, and we'll explain it all to you then. You know, all your questions should be directed to this website where we have, where you can't actually interact, but it'll have frequently asked questions. They'll be, they're all
right.
Pasteurized and homogenized.
Great. It's been very controlled, reviewed by the upper levels of the Scientology Church and made sure that only the information they want to get out is on their website, whereas a member may accidentally reveal something that they don't want to be revealed. And there's more as you get up in the levels of Scientology that is more secretive.
The thing about the clear thing, you know, like I don't know what level you have to get to be clear.
She didn't make that clear.
She would not make that clear. But it's, you know, and I guess religions do this across the board. You have saved and unsaved. But clear and unclear, I mean, does that mean you and I are not clear?
Presumably, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
And I would guess, now I'm just guessing, going out on a limb, please correct me if I'm wrong on this, but I would guess that you can only be clear for so long, right? Because the thetans are going to come back.
Yeah.
You're going to have bad experiences, and that'll create the thetans or whatever, and then you're going to need to get cleared again.
It's just like wearing pants. They get dirty after a while.
Except it's not a quarter to clean out your thetans. It's probably maybe a quarter, $2,500 or something like that. I don't know. I don't know what to expect, and she wouldn't give us a clear answer. 800-259-9231. Let's continue, though. Pat is on the line, listening also in Clearwater to WFLA. Hello, Pat.
Hello. How are you?
Great. What's on your mind tonight, Pat?
Well, I want to talk about Scientology, since I'm a Scientologist. And
you are? Do you know?
Yeah, and
do
actually,
you know Chris?
No, I actually don't.
Okay.
But I've been hearing, about your show, so I wanted to find out and call in and give some... Since it's free talk, I imagine you let me talk freely.
Well, it all depends.
I didn't really get that it was totally free because you already have.
No, no, no. You'll get to bring up whatever you want, and then we'll respond to it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, I did because I'm waiting on the phone here that you asked the question, what is clear?
Yeah,
right?
Yes,
please.
I mean,
what is clear?
Well, I think she tried to tell you, which is you don't have irrational reactions to situations, like, for example, people, and it is based on the book Dianetics, the Modern Science of Mental Health, which says you have a reactive mind. Like, a person wants to analyze.
Pat, I'll tell you what, I have more questions.
Well,
I want to know more.
Well,
hold that thought. We will come right
break,
back
Pat.
To you.
There's nothing we can do about it.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hopefully Pat will hang with us here because I've got a lot more questions about what it means to be clear and how much money it takes to get to be clear. Free Talk Live.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011 we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica, the numeral 19.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Here we go. The Spring Break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's right. 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of Fat Burners for just $99. Spring into health for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body. Lose weight. It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And remember,
Sonny, if you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free. Enjoy those on us. We've got news updates. You will be kept in the loop as to what's going on with Free Talk Live. You can do it in different ways. We will send you emails, or you can follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up. It's free, of course. That's news. freetalklive.com.
The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle is designed to meet the Scout Rifle criteria of hunt, fight, and defend. An affordable, versatile, and reliable rifle, it delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance in a variety of situations. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. It's a serious rifle for those serious about rifles. The perfect do-it-all bolt-action rifle where rugged, reliable Ruger meets practical tactical. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle, the one rifle you have to have if you can have only one. Visit Ruger.com or stop by your local firearms dealer today.
So we've been talking with some Scientologists here this hour, thankfully, because we've had a bunch of critique in the first hour, and now we're actually hearing from some of the people in the church. Last lady, one of the last callers we said, had told us she was clear. And we wanted to know a little bit more about what it means to be clear, how much it costs to get clear. And she was talking about how, essentially, is my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong here, that it basically means that she doesn't, I guess, respond negatively to external stimuli. Was that kind of
that was it,
the
yeah.
idea? So we're going to bring Pat back on here because we ran out of time in that last segment. And Pat, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still with you.
Now,
but if we're taking control here, could I just take control for one quick second? Just
go right ahead with your thoughts.
Thank you so much. Well, in order for someone to really understand something, there's a basic principle in Scientology, by the way, which means study of knowledge. And that is they have to have some kind of affinity for it. They have to find something they can agree with about it and then communicate on it. So in order to understand Scientology a little bit, let us at least give me some benefit of the doubt that I've been a Scientologist for since 1979.
Okay.
And I found some benefit in it. And after all, this is America. So I would defend your right to be a libertarian. And hopefully you defend my right to be a Scientologist. Yeah,
absolutely. You have a full be a Scientologist, but that still doesn't mean I don't have questions. So tell me a little bit more.
You can have questions.
What level are you?
Well, actually, I don't know. Do you know what that means, by the way, when you ask me that question?
Well, I'm curious. I mean, I don't know precisely what it means,
right.
But I would think if you said...
I don't know what you mean by that either. You're asking me what level I am, but
what
you
is
don't
your
really
grade?
Know what... But you don't really know what that means.
Well, why don't you tell me, please?
Is it against the rules to tell?
Well, in Scientology, you're dealing with the person as a spiritual being who is trying to reach a higher plane and does that in a gradient way by, one, through education of understanding better about who they are and, you know, what are the basic principles of living. And that in itself, that education actually increases the person's ability to live a better life, to communicate better with others, to be more ethical, more responsible, and more rational.
Now that all sounds nice, but that all sounds good. Now, at what point, how much money do you have to spend in the Scientology Church to get
it? You spend as much or as little as you want. Maybe you don't spend anything. Maybe you just
well, that sounds pretty good, but then why would I want to advance? Why would I want to advance to these levels that cost more money?
Such anyone, just in any religion, or whether you're in the Libertarian Party or you're trying to reach different goals. I, as a Scientologist myself, why I got into Scientology, I wanted to improve my life, and I saw something that was very practical that I could use to do that.
Now, if I can, Pat, if I can reach greater spiritual planes, and I find that that's a fine idea. I like the idea of evolving spiritually. If I can do that on my own by reading books and do it for very, very low cost, why would I want to advance? What is the interest in advancing
clear? You're dealing with different people. You're dealing with individuals. For example, in Scientology, we're talking about millions of people who want to improve their lives. Some of them... you know, go all the way, or some of them do
so
it.
So what you're saying is you can't improve past a certain point unless you take, you know, unless you spend the money to go through these audits.
That's not what I'm saying at all. You just reinterpreted what I said.
Make it clear. If that's what I do.
You're de-clarifying what I'm saying. You're making it muddier.
Well, then make it clear for me.
Well, fine. Let me explain to you. A person wants to understand better about themselves and others, and they accept it or they don't. You don't have to, you know, but I accept it, and so I know the benefit of it. I know what it does for me. I've been a Scientologist.
That's great.
Now, Pat, yeah, I've got a question about these levels. When one
what
steps...
What levels?
There seems
clear,
to be...
Clear, OT3, OT8...
And there are grades within...
But you don't know what you're talking about.
You're right,
about,
I don't. So, that's why I want to ask a question about them.
Go for it. Ask a question.
So the question is, when one steps into sort of the Scientology process, do different people step in at different levels, or does everybody start in at grade kindergarten?
Good question.
Well, to understand, yes, you do have to start at some point to understand where you are, and you move up in Scientology. That's true.
So do people walk around in more, people, normal, what do you call them, muggles?
People
that are not Scientologists.
Scientologists, uh-huh.
Well, no, people who are not Scientologists, we'll call them muggles for this purpose here.
Why? I don't call people muggles.
Okay, I understand that. I'm trying to use terminology that I understand.
No, you're not. Okay, fine.
The unchurched.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so
okay,
the unchurched.
Whatever. What church do you belong to, by the
I'm
way?
I'm a Quaker.
Excellent. So, I think Quakers are excellent people, and they believe in freedom of religion, and they're actually very nice people.
Sure.
And there are no levels
Quakers.
In the Quaker religion either.
Some Quakers...
I understand. And
so,
I know
the question,
some Quakers
Pat.
Are...
Hold on. Mark's got a question.
So are there people
so
walking
your question
around?
Is going to become... Your question is going to become some way to make me feel less or to make Scientology.
You can feel however you want.
Yeah.
I hope not.
You're in charge of how you feel, Pat.
Okay, good. Yeah, yeah. Go for it.
So,
you're
going to
try, but I won't get there. Go for it.
So when people are walking around in sort of normal everyday life, do they walk around in more and less states of clear just sort of by themselves, or do they need the Scientology process in order to get clear, I guess is what my question is. Is there somebody who walks around clear without ever having been in the Scientology process?
You know, I can't speak for every single person on the planet and where they are exactly, but I can tell you some people are more able than other people. People come in at, you know, different levels. Like, for example, your communication is different than my communication level and the person next to you or Chris's communication level, you see?
But it's you're like talking about, like, a communication level. You're not talking – point of information here. You're talking about communication levels and levels of ability by an individual. You're not talking about the levels of Scientology. You can't enter Scientology as an OT3, can you?
No, because you're talking about Scientology itself as
– Right. So what level are you within Scientology?
Well, you know what? I don't actually want to tell you that.
Are you prevented from telling us by
the
rules?
No. I don't want to tell you because you're going to try to invalidate what I
said. I don't know anything about it. I can't invalidate it.
Curious. Let me tell you. Well, let me explain to you. Scientology means study of knowledge. And if you want people out there, for people out there to understand
how much have you spent so far in the last 30 years?
Very much.
You must not be very high level then. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Very interesting. 1-800-259-9231.
I think she was trying to make it as clear as she could. It seems to me you've got a bias here, my friend.
1-800-259-9231. Are you kidding me? She was trying to make it clear? It's Free Talk Live.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden, never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin. Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
By the way, you can, speaking of our website, those features include listening options. Live streams are there. Broadband and dial-up versions. You can listen around the clock to the latest episode of Free Talk Live there. Plus, we've got our list of great radio stations, over 90 radio stations from coast to coast that carry this program, our satellite free-to-air channel that you can receive, also the webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call in and listen from any phone line that can dial long distance. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water. It's an unconference where the event is what you want to make of it. There'll certainly be some speeches and a debate, but the boat, has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and a whole bunch more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November, but you need to reserve your berth now. We've secured some more rooms, and I can't promise anything after April the 17th. They're as low as about $600, double occupancy. So go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today, cruise.freetalklive.com.
So far we've had two self-proclaimed Scientologists call the program this evening, and I would say the number one descriptive term for how they have been has been obfuscating.
What do you mean?
Meaning they have been not really too clear with answering the questions.
Well, the one lady made a point, and I think that it's a valid point, that that we wouldn't know what levels mean.
Right, you wouldn't understand. You need to be initiated first.
Well, I think it's absolutely true.
I don't need to understand what the levels mean to hear them answer me to what level they have. Right. All I've asked is, what level are you? Now, one lady did answer that question. The other one did not. And the one lady that did said she was clear. Now, again, I don't claim to know what that means. She explained what she believes it means, and that is something about how she's, I guess, even keel. She doesn't respond negatively emotionally towards the different things in life, I suppose. I'm sure I'm misspeaking on the actual definition of what clear means. That was my interpretation of what she said. So just out of curiosity, since it doesn't seem like we were going to get any numbers whatsoever from these folks, because I'd asked, well, you know, what does it cost to become clear? Yeah. Well, she didn't want to answer that question. But About.com has an answer from Catherine Bayer at About.com. She says that a rough estimate suggests you'd be paying $128,000 to reach clear
now,
in Scientology.
Somebody said, and I think that this makes some sense, that if you can't pay, then they have opportunities to work for the organization.
It's true. They do offer some auditing services for free for those without monetary means who are willing to be audited by a minister in training. In these cases, Scientology can be quite inexpensive. But it's probably not as good to be audited by a minister in training than it is a real deal.
I don't know. I mean, I got my hair cut at one of those places where they're teaching folks to cut hair, and they did a fine job.
According to the this piece here, another alternative is to train with a study partner to become an auditor and participate in what they call co-auditing, Mark. That is to say, you audit each other until both of you reach clear. It's much more time-intensive, probably taking many years to complete, but the price tag is lower at about $50,000 to reach clear. But remember, it doesn't stop at clear. There are more levels beyond that, and they only list three
right,
other
I
levels
wonder
here.
Whether the levels beyond that are also called clear, though. You know, like, it's like to me, clear kind of sounds like graduated.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? So even if I've graduated high school, but if I go on and take courses after college, I can still be in levels above high school, but I'm still graduated, if you know what I mean.
Well, what you do once you become clear, according to this article, is you develop your capability as an operating thetan, or an OT. Now, in order
I thought thetans were bad.
Yeah, I'm confused, Mark. I thought thetans were bad, too.
I guess these are questions that you could have kept the lady on for, so that we could ask some...
No. That's all right. I'd rather get other people on
all
to
right. Well, we do
share
have to take other calls.
Share their thoughts, because she wasn't really being too forthcoming
well, let's do that.
With the answers. No, there's a little more information here about the money. $33,000 extra. So $128,000 is the estimate to get to clear. Another $33,000 to reach OT3. And then an additional $100,000 to $130,000 to reach OT8, which, according to this story, is the highest level currently available. So here's a little bit of information for you. Ostensibly the truth from About.com, but who knows? We'd love to hear your thoughts and your experiences at 800-259-9231. What I'd really like to hear from tonight, if possible, is somebody who is in Scientology but is no more. Now, somebody who is in Scientology but is no more in Scientology would be more forthcoming, I think, with the amount of money that they spent and a little more honest about what it means, what some of these terms are about.
I have a bunch of questions that I just have not managed to make it through, so...
All right, 800-259-9231. Let's continue with your phone calls and talk to Jason listening in Clearwater, also to WFLA. Hello, Jason.
Hello, thank you for taking my call.
Certainly, sir. Yeah, what's on your mind?
I'd like to let you know you've been very fair with those two previous callers, and they just sounded like, you know, they're a little excited about being on the line, but I'd like to, you know, help you out, find what clear is, and tell you what level I'm at. I'm actually at OT8.
Oh, wow. Is that the highest level? Is that
a big kahuna?
Yeah, well, I'm just like a regular person, but I did the work, you know.
Okay.
And as far as the cost and how much it varies from person to person. Like they said, if you train, work with somebody, with a partner, and you train each other, it can be very inexpensive to get up to clear and to go up the upper levels.
Does inexpensive mean $50,000?
Pardon me?
Does inexpensive mean $50,000?
Less than that.
No? Okay.
I think less than that. And
how much less than that? Can you tell me a fraction?
I'm gonna guess that if somebody is helping out in the organization as part of the staff member and mm-hmm. they're training and they're helping out, they could probably get it done for virtually less than $10,000.
What kind of helping out? Like, what are the jobs that one?
How
could
long
do?
Does it take? I mean, could I work a regular job and work at the organization?
Yeah, you can. You know, spend there part time. But to put in perspective, the cost is like if you go to a Ivy League school or actually any one of the better universities in the country, by the time you finish with 4 years, you know, you've spent about $250,000 to get that education.
Yeah, absolutely. So, that much is true.
I think education's usually a waste of money for people as well. But what kind of jobs are available in the organization?
Mostly administrative. You can learn to be an auditor, to be able to audit other people, and you know, various other positions. Mostly administrative and office level. So, one of the things I wanted to clear up was about the e-meter or the galvanometer.
Mm-hmm.
He was pretty close and accurate in saying it was a galvanometer, but it's actually a very, very precise precision ohmmeter. It's incredibly accurate, and it's an expensive device. Just like if you buy a piece of equipment that fits in an aircraft or a scientific laboratory stuff, you know, you're going to get into fives and tens and thousands of dollars.
Yep.
And so the meter, when people hold the meter, the auditor asks a question. He watches the meter. And if there's a certain type of reaction on the meter, he knows there's emotional charge on the topic that we're talking about now. Not that the person is lying, but here's emotional charge. Let's explore this. And let me give you an example of what an engram is so you get an idea. Say, for example, there's a little kid. And a lady with red hair comes by and has got a dog. And so he waves at the dog. And the dog comes and attacks that little boy. That little boy gets damaged and hurt, goes unconscious, and the lady runs over and screams at the kid, you know, you're just a bad kid. And, you know, the kid is laying there bleeding unconscious. The important part is being unconscious because it's sort of like being hypnotized. And what people say around you goes into that lower level of the mind. Then the father comes up and yells at the kid, you're a loser. The kid is still unconscious. So they, you know, bring the kid to the hospital, patch him up, back awake, but what's set in the lower level of his mind is two things. He's a bad boy and he's a loser. So what happens, he tends to create that in his life. And in an engram, just like a dog that gets hit on a corner, in a particular corner in the street, that dog will never go back to that corner again. It will walk a half a mile around in order to avoid that corner where it got hit.
Jason, can you stick with us? Because I've definitely, you know, you're the highest level, one of the highest level Scientologists, apparently, and you seem to be a little more forthcoming than the last few callers. So would you mind hanging on with us?
No problem.
More with Jason here in a moment at 800-259-9231.
What's the most effective way to get more customers for your business, more donors for your nonprofit, more churchgoers on Sunday? Email marketing, because it gets results. That's why over 700,000 companies of all sizes use iContact, an industry-leading email marketing solution. iContact's award-winning email marketing solution makes it incredibly simple to create, send, and track email newsletters and email promotions. And iContact is integrated with social media, so your email newsletters can go viral on Facebook and Twitter. Whether you're new to email marketing or a seasoned pro, let iContact help your business grow and prosper. With a 99% deliverability rate, iContact ensures that your message actually reaches your customer's inbox, not their junk mail or spam folder. And you can try iContact free for 30 days. Go to iContact.com and enter promo code FREE for your free 30-day trial right now. That's the letter I, contact.com, and promo code FREE. Email marketing with iContact gets results.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95, available at cha-chingwisdom.com. That's C-H-A-C-H-I-N-G-Wisdom.com. Cha-chingwisdom.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. If you would like to help support this program, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com to find a whole list of things that you can do, from printing out flyers and business cards to web graphics and banners, which you can add to your website or your blog. Go to promote.freetalklive.com to get a list of those things. Again, most of them are free or very low cost. That's promote.freetalklive.com. We've been talking mostly about Scientology, but also about just kind of in general organized religions and cults as well, which are just smaller versions of organized religions. And so we're talking about Scientology, though, for the most part. We've actually had this hour some Scientologists call in, all of them from Clearwater, which is a real kind of
where our
stronghold.
Yeah, well, also we have a big station there.
Right? Yeah, WFLA is our biggest market, actually.
Yeah, there's nothing conspiratorial about that.
No, certainly not. And so we've had folks calling in from the Church of Scientology, and the first two callers were relatively obfuscating towards the questions we were asking them. But now we have someone who claims to be an OT8. Now, OT stands for Operating Thetan, which is, you know, one of their terminologies. But the 8 is apparently the highest level, at least as of the About.com article I was reading earlier. And so let's bring him back here. Jason, listening in Clearwater to WFLA. Jason, is it true that the OT8 is indeed the highest level in the organization?
Yes, that's the highest level that's available right now, and you know, possibly in future levels. So let me give you an idea of what it's like being OT8. You know, when I was in college or high school, I'd have a dream or idea about something. I wanted to do something, or I wanted something to happen. And, you know, it wouldn't necessarily happen or not. I got into positive thinking and all of that, and then sometimes it would happen. Now when I'm OT8, I want something to happen, especially if it's something good for a lot of people or myself or family. And, you know, I kind of wish for it, and I intend that for it to happen. And happens more, almost magically. It's like my power and ability to make things happen, good things happen, is increased. And so that's one of the things I got out of OT8, besides the ability, I mean, just being a lot happier about life.
Now, that is a nice thing to have happen. It sounds like having wishes come true.
Manifesting your desires in a very fast manner. That's very interesting.
Now, I thought thetans were bad. How come folks in the higher levels are called operating thetans?
Okay, now, a thetan is not a bad thing. It just comes from the Greek letter theta, which means thought, which means, you know, spirit, something's now material. And Hubbard wanted to get away from the idea of a soul or a spirit or you know, whatever, you know, that immaterial life force that's in people. And he wanted to put his own specific name on it to differentiate it so it wouldn't get mixed up with all the other religious terms. And in fact, that's what happens in Scientology, is that they got so much lingo and so much jargon, and you get into it for a while, and that's the only way you can talk. You can tell from the two previous callers, you know, all these terms they're throwing in, they're reactive, blah, 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 all that stuff. It's like if you're going to, you know, build a house or remodel your house, you start talking to a contractor, he's throwing all these terms about beam foundation. You don't know what the heck he's talking about. So they get so excited about it, they pull all of those terms in, and what I'm trying to do is avoid those technical terms and just play to explain it in very simple terms.
Thank you.
Getting back to the example that I was talking about, this kid got attacked by a dog with the red-haired woman there, and he goes unconscious, and the father says, "You're a loser," and the lady yells at the kid, "You're a bad boy." This kid grows up feeling like a loser, and he can't win at anything. Because that command from his father, "You were a loser," goes in on a hypnotic level, and it forms and makes him behave that way. And you're a bad boy. So he starts doing bad things. He hates dogs. He sees dogs, he'll kick dogs, he'll shoot dogs. And the funny thing is, when he gets around red-haired women, he gets this feeling, I mean, he just doesn't want to have anything to do with them. So you can see, this can alter completely a person's life. So that they're a loser, they do bad things, and they hate women with red hair.
Mm-hmm.
Have an auditing session and go back over this event, pull it up from the deep, deep levels of the mind, which is called reactive mind because it just produces reactive behavior. You pull it up, you examine it, and take a look at it. It's a son of a gun. That's why I don't like red-haired women, and that's why I always feel like a loser, and that's why, you know, I've gotten into so much trouble. And boom, that disappears, and life is changed. So you can imagine you get a ton of those things that have a really significant effect in your life. You know, things that said to you were in bed by sick by your mama, and your mama said, "Oh, I'm afraid, I'm afraid, I'm afraid." You get afraid. And until that's looked at and examined and released, you'll be afraid in life. You get rid of all of that stuff and you have no more of those major influences there, you're in the state of clear.
Jason, got it. That is a great explanation, I have to say.
Thank you for that. Now, you mentioned L. Ron Hubbard, and here's a quote that I find disturbing that is attributed to him. It's, "The way to make $1 million is to start a religion." I want $1 million, but I don't want somebody making it off of me, and it sounds rather mercenary. I'm sure you've had this question before. What's your response?
Yeah, you know, being in the organization a long time, I see they're not interested in getting people's money just for the sake of the money. And I think he is more or less, you know, jokingly said that. And which is, you know, kind of like it's unfortunate that he may have said something like that, but I understand it. From being in Scientology, the focus is not making the money.
Quotes can be taken out of context. It's certainly true. And, you know, that sounds like as good an explanation as one can make for a statement like that. What about the title suppressive person and the policy of fair game?
Okay. A suppressive person is somebody which just holds other people down. Do you ever get around a person that you just don't like? You feel funny around
him.
Yeah,
sure.
You walk away from him and you say, like, You know, you feel like you've been slimed. The person said something to you, you know, like, I mean, say you're sitting there doing a painting, and, you know, a mean aunt leans over and she says, you know, "Everybody can't be a great artist." So what the hell is that? I mean, I'm sorry, I don't know if I said a bad word, but, you know, so what the heck is that?
You could say hello.
You know?
So, wait, what was the other thing, Mark? I'm sorry to kind of roll this on here, but we are running short on time.
We are very short. But the church was calling people suppressive persons, and apparently there used to be a policy of fair game, and some have stated that this is essentially like putting a hit on someone.
Oh, yeah. They retracted that. I think he was, at the time that was written, he was so kicked off because he's been attacked from lots of other people. And so he rescinded that policy, and,
okay.
it doesn't work. And discovered you don't pay attention to those type of things. You keep on doing the things that are good, that work, promote the organization, help people, train people.
That makes sense. I like the positivity that you've been explaining
here.
Yeah,
this has been great, Jason.
I don't know if, you know, I'm not going to join the church, but, you know, nonetheless.
There's not one nearby. Anyway.
I think that your explanation has been very useful. And you know, if you're going to stay positive, and if that's what the church is ostensibly focused on today, then why the lawsuits? Are they still suing people right and left? Because Scientology is kind of known as a very litigious organization where, you know, if somebody prints something about them that they don't like, they bring lawyers to bear.
Yeah, it's more or less protective. And it's not so much aggressive, the more protective mode. So that things are set straight, that somebody doesn't get off, you know, into a real wild tangent about Scientology. And Scientology itself, well, let me tell you a story that, you know.
I wish we had time for stories. We really don't. But wouldn't you say that, you know, if you're just protecting Scientology, why do you need to be protected from people saying things about the religion that the religion's elders don't like? I mean.
Well, you know, I haven't heard of any lawsuits recently.
Yeah, it was an older practice.
Okay.
Okay, the big one here, Jason. Oh. Xenu.
Oh, that's out of context. You know, that's some stuff that kind of, I mean, if I were to describe to you how a microchip works and how it's created in different levels and all the interconnections of that, and you start throwing around the terms, it wouldn't make much sense to you, and at this level it doesn't make any sense, but that's some character or something or other that was from the past, so that's, you know, I wouldn't be concerned about that right now.
At what point do you come into the Xenu/space alien part of the story? At what level do they introduce that?
Well, that I'm going to have to beg off on.
All right, fair enough. Yeah, you've been very responsive on everything else.
Yeah, just telling me you're not going to be responsive is responsive as far as I'm concerned.
Let me tell you why.
Quick.
Because what he did, he made a lot of stuff open knowledge. People started monkeying around with the data that he had and the techniques that he gave people, and they started creating damage, psychic damage in people. And he said, that's it. This is stuff that's going to be, you know, used at the appropriate time, appropriate tools. People are sufficiently trained not to handle it so people don't get hurt. You know, I'm talking about high crimes before. One of the high crimes is...
Jason, got no more time, man, but I really appreciate the information. We've got more time for your call if you're not Jason, which Hour 3 is coming up next. So dial in, it's Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure, comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed, high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.